At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Ray Gesser, American Soybean Association. Ray, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your farm operation.
So my family and I farm in southwest Iowa near Corning, Iowa. So we're about 60 miles from Nebraska, about 30 miles from Missouri and Iowa. We grow soybeans and corn, about 3,000 acres of each every year. And, you know, have a full-time employee. And our son, who's an agronomist, farms with us also. So we're really thankful that we have family involved and we have people at home that I can get away and help do things for the American soybean farmers.
So you are in a leadership position, I understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm fortunate to be president of the American Soybean Association this year, and it's just such a great opportunity to try to make a difference for, you know, for us, for our soybeans, for our agriculture industry, whether it's in the United States or with trade around the world. You know, it's very fulfilling, and, you know, I think we really do make a difference.
Let's just talk briefly about I don't know how dialed you in are on policy, but is there anything going on in farm policy that affects soybean growers right now?
So really, policy is ASA's, you know, priority, and you know, we work really hard on the farm bill to get it through and passed, and you know, and also working with USDA to make sure that it gets implemented and that farmers understand the program. So that's very important. The EPA issues that we're currently hearing about, the new rules and regulations on water, we are working and have met with EPA a lot. And matter of fact, tomorrow, July 30th, we're having a webinar tomorrow starting about 12:30 with Nancy Stoner at EPA, who is the administrator for water there, for people to be on the phone with her, be on the web with her, and ask questions and share concerns with them. And, you know, they are listening, and, you know, we want to provide that certainty for agriculture, and we believe the new rules and regulations may, you know, really are more uncertain than they have been certain.
Well, I just like the phrase "ditch the rule." Tell us what that means.
Ditch the rule is, you know, it really goes back to, you know, it appears to many of us in agriculture that the new rules and regulations allow EPA to reach even farther from our farm. You know, originally we thought, you know, navigable water was a navigable water, and now they're saying a significant nexus to navigable water. And what is that? You know, how far does that go? You know, those are all concerns that we all have, and really, really want to provide more certainty for agriculture than we appear to be getting today.
Well, I hope efforts like the webinar you talked about will prove fruitful, because so many times these regulations don't take into any consideration the impact actually on businesses, private businesses in particular. And in this case, like you said, uncertainty. How can you decide you want to invest in something when you don't know what the rules are, how they're going to be enforced?
Well, and you know, we're really confident that a farmer really knows how to manage their farm much, much better than someone in Washington, D.C., or even at the regional level or at the state level knows how. You know, and all the farmers that I know really do care about their land. They want to take care of that. They want to sequester the nutrients and keep the soil in place, all those things that EPA wants to do also. But they need to let us do our job, I think, too.
Is you know, we've talked about a couple of issues here. What do you think is maybe the top issue that, from your perspective? Or maybe, if not top, just one that you're kind of have the most personal interest
for? You mean for soybeans in general?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I really think this water is very important, and conservation is really important, but trade is our number one thing, you know, for the soybean industry. We export 60% of the soybeans that we grow in the United States, so trade and having a good transportation system is what makes us competitive around the world, and making sure that markets are open and free that allow us to move our soybean products and use our new traits, those new tools that we need to do a really good job in agriculture.
Well, thank you very much, Ray, for visiting with me here at this Ag Media Summit. Hope you've enjoyed talking to some of these journalists. They're pretty friendly people for the most part.
It really has, and you know, you guys all make it really easy for us, you know, as we represent our agriculture, and you know, the farm broadcasters and the farm people are such great people to work with. So we really appreciate that help that we get to tell our agriculture story.
Well, thanks for supporting us here. And this is at the Ag Media Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.